Shalom uvracha from Eretz HaKodesh and the Holy Yeshiva here in Lev HaTorah. Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, today the first day of the month. I was speaking to you, it wasn't planned, but we just came out of the sealed protected room after a siren here in Beit Shemesh. Baruch Hashem, everything's okay and everybody's okay. And I wanted to just share a few feelings with the people who are listening, people who are watching. I think we're all together. The great level of unification, of unity that we just felt as we were praying together during the moments of that siren, holding hands with all of our brothers and all of our sisters, and I'm sure with you as well, as you're joining with us. One of the great levels, if one could speak about a silver lining in the cloud, is this great level of achdut, this great level of ichud, of itachdut. I wanted to say that maybe it's important to note that the beginning of the oral law, the beginning of Torah Sheba'al Peh, the beginning of Mishnah, the beginning of Talmud, begins with the mitzvah of saying Shema when it's dark. Me'ematai korin et Shema ba'aravin. You know, uveshach b'cha, the Torah teaches us that sometimes it looks dark outside. And sometimes uveshach b'cha, a person feels like they're lying down and it's difficult for them to get up. And it's a time for solidification of our faith system, of a connection to Shema Yisrael, with that great understanding that after the uveshach b'cha, there will be a hukumecha, that v'yihi erev, there will be a boker. And sometimes the only way we get to that boker, as we just read last Shabbat, and then, maybe as Kohelet states, Ra'iti ani, sheyesh yithron lachachma min ha'sichlut, ki yithron ha'ar min ha'choshech. It's only from the choshech, as the Zohar teaches. It's only from the darkness that we'll get to that great light. We know that there will be great light. We have to all, I think, strengthen each other. And we're all in this great temporary period of Choshech on the way to the great, great Or. The Jewish day begins at night, but is followed by that bright day. And sometimes the darkest moments of night are right before the crack of dawn. And I think that's what we're experiencing. Here in Eretz Yisrael, I once heard, I believe from Rav Moshe Meir Weiss, I don't know the source of it, but he said that there's only one pasuk in the Torah, maybe only one pasuk in Tanakh, I didn't check it. There's only one pasuk in the Torah which is exactly numerically equivalent to Eretz Yisrael. Adonai Ish Milchama, Adonai Shemo, is exactly numerically equivalent to Eretz Yisrael. This is the place of Eretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Doresh Otha. Tamid Aine Hashem Elokecha Ba, Mereshit Hashana, Vada Harishana. We will get out of this. I think one of the ways that a person should reflect is all the situations in the past, in the collective national level, where people thought it was all over. How many people, at so many different points in Jewish history, were ready to give up? How many people wrote the obituary of the Jewish nation after World War II? And then a few years later, it won't take a few years later, I hope, a few hours from now, singing and dancing on the beaches of Tel Aviv and celebrating. Or even more recently, how many people, I was here in Eretz Israel during the Gulf War, the other wars, you know, people are, what's going to be? Saddam Hussein every day is threatening to gas, to nuke, and we're walking around with gas masks. And Baruch Hashem, we're here and everything passed. And how many people, even in a different level, you know, how many people thought that COVID would never be over? You know, they felt that Corona will just take over the world forever. So maybe if a person looks back at the national level, and maybe at a personal level, of all the experiences that they went through, and Baruch Hashem, there is an end, there is a light at the end of the tunnel, Bezrat Hashem, I hope it's today. And I do hope that this great month, the eighth month of the year, according to our calendar, starting with Nisan, eight is Lamala Min HaTeva, today is Rosh Chodesh, Uteshuat Nafsham, we said this morning in Musaf, Uteshuat Nafsham Miyad Soneh. This is the day Rosh Chodeshim Lamecha Natata, Uteshuat Nafsham Miyad Soneh. Today, We're all praying together, and please pray with us. Teshuat nafsham yatzon, the great salvation against our enemies. This is the month of rain, according to one interpretation. Mar cheshvan doesn't only mean bitter, but mar means hen goyim kemar medali, a little bit of rain. Gadol yom hagishamim shafilu Yeshua parav ravavo. There'll be great Yeshua. May we celebrate together. We look forward to dancing together in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh. And may the Mar Cheshvan, as Rav Shlomo Kalibach always used to say, whenever I prayed with him with the Shabbat Mevarchim, he would say, Rosh Chodesh, Ram Cheshvan. May the Mar turn to Mar. May the Mar of Cheshvan, the bitterness, according to certain interpretations, I don't know if it's necessarily accurate, but Mar, there are no real festivals. There'll be a great festival. In the Midrash, it says that God will repay Cheshvan. There's going to be something great in Cheshvan. Look in the Yalkut Shimoni and elsewhere. So maybe the Mar Cheshvan will turn to the Ram Cheshvan, will turn to the highest month of the year, and we'll celebrate together. Please come to the yeshiva to dance with us, to celebrate with us. Rabboaz and the leaders of this great yeshiva, Lord, they're all waiting for all of you together to make that great, great dance from the Mar Cheshvan becoming the Ram Cheshvan. Shalom, Chodesh Tov, and Barach. Kol Tov.